You're listening to New England Public Radio News. This is The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. I'm Jill Kaufman. Joining us today, Matt Safransky, editor of Western Mass Politics and Insight, and Natalia Munoz, host of Viacom Munoz on WHMP. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you, Jill.
It has been a week since the mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand, and around New England in the past few days, there have been several interfaith services held. In Connecticut, a group of mosques has been talking about safety, and Dr. Reza Mansour is on the group's board, and he says they've been telling mosques to ask local police for increased patrols, especially during prayer times.
We're also looking at active shooter training by the police department and the FBI. And also lockdown procedures for the Sunday school system, because we have kids in different Sunday schools in the mosques throughout the state.
Natalia, we always have these conversations about security after a mass shooting. Can mosques or schools or movie theaters ever be prepared enough?
No, they can't. And I think it's really great that the mosques are asking police departments to linger the way that the police department lingers in New York City in front of synagogues, in front of temples, because there are a lot of violent bigots out there. And no one can ever be prepared enough. But on the other hand, we don't want to turn into, you know, get so much into defensive mode that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, which in this case is they worshiping their God.
It brings us to this other idea about, you know, what are we doing when we're warning ourselves so much? Matt, you heard Dr. Mansour talk about kids in Sunday schools, and it has become the norm for schools to do lockdown drills. There's been a lot of debate about whether these drills can be traumatizing. Where do you fall on this?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's there has to be mindful of the fact that it can potentially impose some kind of trauma. I mean, I'm young enough that I was post Columbine for school and everything, but I don't think it quite had seeped into how we change our responses to something happening. And I mean, at the same time, I think we were a little bit better prepared than the pre-Columbine people, but didn't have the same level of like drills that they do now. So it's got to be a balance. They've got to keep cognizant of the fact that you can't scar people like this, you know, forever.
But isn't it also, there was a time when another generation had to get behind under the desks because there was the threat of an atom bomb being exploded?
Yeah, duck and cover or, you know, active shooter training.
Jill remembers
something going on. Let's move on. In Hadley, Massachusetts, a member of the planning board this week said he was sorry if he offended anyone when he made comments recently that have been called outright racist. Board member John Michkowski previously told a building contractor who was working for someone of Indian heritage that they should, quote, not bring a camel to the next meeting. At least five people made formal complaints to the board. And at this week's meeting, Michkowski played down his comments as well as the complaints.
If somebody's offended, I apologize to you. But in my heart, there's no intention of any wrongdoing.
Matt, pulling away from Hadley, this is one incident in a small, largely white town, and there are other towns like this in New England. A few years ago, would anyone have called Michkowski out on this?
You know, I think it's possible. I don't think it's as unlikely as it seems. I mean, especially for a town like Hadley, very, you know, liberal near colleges and very sensitive to a diversity that they might not have but wish they did in some ways. I do think that there's a little bit more sensitivity to the sensitivity, if you will, that may not have existed as much, say, even 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. And Natalia, you know, Hadley is tucked between Amherst and Northampton. Perceived at least at very politically correct towns. Is change coming to places like Hadley, in your opinion?
Yes. And you know, I think that we really just have to learn how to accept somebody's apology. He apologized. He said he didn't mean it. He didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. He thought he was being funny. Sure. It didn't land. It's not funny. Let's move on.
Moving on is one idea, but others have called this really racist. And Matt, I don't know, do you think that there is many generations people on these boards? There's new people moving into towns all over the place to New England because it's an affordable, lovely place to live. Do you see places changing?
Well, I think they are changing in one sense because new faces are moving into town. I think Natalia is right to a point. I also think that people just need to ask themselves, you know, like, what is funny and what is just, you know, an easy reach for something that you used to be funny. And I don't think enough people are using humor in a way that's very effective. It's very gut instinct, and that doesn't always land very well. And it never did.
So now moving into Springfield. A month ago, Springfield got a new acting police commissioner, as you know, Cheryl Klaprud. She says she wants more transparency and trust between the department and the community. That is amid a number of police scandals in Springfield. But this week, MassLive reporter Dan Glahn broke a story that 30 years ago, Klaprud gets off of work and uses an unmarked police car to meet a friend after work at a bar.
And so another driver just happens to crash into it after she parks, which leads to this long sort of off-duty wild police chase through the streets of Springfield. And when she reports on the arrest, she claims that she was just driving by and that, you know, it was another car that was struck and not hers and that she just responded.
Now, Klaprud was convicted back then of filing a false report, and later she got her record clear. She says it was all a screw-up of youthful naivete. Natalia Dunglown from MassLive says this was well-known throughout the department, but now that it is public, will it affect her ability to lead?
I hope not, because my goodness, this happened 30 years ago. She was a girl. She had just started on a job. She was probably scared she would get fired, and she needed that job desperately. What is going on is that this is something, it's not that she didn't shoot somebody. She didn't, you know, do something horrible to somebody. She took a car without permission. I've done that. I mean, haven't you ever done that? And yes, and it was as part of her job.
And she filed a false report.
And she filed a false report. Yeah,
well, yeah,
and
that's
then,
the thing.
But still, okay. And I think that's part of the, desperation of trying to hold on to a job. She has made up for it. She's come clean with it. She paid her dues with it. Is there no forgiveness?
Natalia, you are in a very forgiving mood today.
I'm Roman Catholic.
Acting Commissioner Klaprud says, she says, very much echoing what Natalia just said, it was a tough time to be a female cop in Springfield. So does her explanation make sense to you?
I think it does. And actually, I do share, to a certain extent, Natalia's forgiveness and Roman Catholicism. But I would only say that the issue here, and so I'm very much in favor of forgiving. I think that her career went the way it was supposed to go as a result of all these years. Where I think we have to ask ourselves is this, it creates an image problem for somebody who's been here to be another face in reforming a department. You have to ask yourself, frankly, what the mayor was thinking. This had to have been well known to put this person front and center. I think it was fine as a deputy chief. It's problematic as acting commissioner.
Can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead.
It's just like, yes, she is flawed. Who is not flawed? Who does not have a flawed record? For 30 years, she's been doing good. That has to amount to much more than one incident.
Thank you so much, Matt Savransky from Western Mass Politics and Insight, and Natalia Munoz from WHMP.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate you joining us today. The Shortlist is NEPR's Week in Review, and you can catch it anytime wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast hub. I'm Jill Kaufman. This is New England Public Radio.